Shalom Boker Tov. We are August 11th, 21st of Av. And let's go back to Chelek Sheni, just straight. First, I would like to read the section that says Ari Aleph. That's written large. Vekav ze discusses a kav, ke'ain tzinor dak. It looks like a tzinor. Echad asher bo mitpashet ve'nimshach miyame or elyon.
Miyame.
It talks about mine.
So that's mime.
Mime yam elyon. It's from the sea of the bav.
Or elyon. Yeah.
That, but it calls, it's a or, but then it's mine. First is or. We are far from it. He says, Ensof is or Ensof, the best we can say about Ensof as a or Ensof. But he says, what happens when this or Ensof changes the character? Now it comes back, but it doesn't come back as or Ensof, it comes back as a kav. It's giving a new identity, a new name. Doesn't say Or Ensof is coming. It says Or Elyon. It says Or Elyon is Or Ensof. It says now, what is this Or Ensof? It's coming back to this halal that we call. Remember, it was a halal. So is this Or that comes back is the same Or? If it's the same Or, it's going to go back to the same state it was before. It says no. This time that the light is coming, the light is coming in the form of a kav. So he says, this kav is a different. It's not or anymore. It's mine. It's mine. Relative, this light that comes into this halal, relative to the or elyon, which is or and sof, is considered to be mine.
What is a mine?
A name called mine. It's a name. We know it, that mime as a water.
Yes.
So now he wants to communicate to me. Tell me an analogy, anything for me to understand that what is the difference between the light of Or and Sof and the light of the Kav that comes into the Halal. What's the difference? He wants to tell me what's the difference. Because I don't have no idea what the Or and Sof is. I don't have no idea about the light that after the halal, the tzimtzum was created, and this halal, this void was created. What is this light of the kav? The first light of the kav came in? I don't have no idea. So he wants to tell me what is at least the relative relation between this light that came after the tzimtzum and the light of Ein Sof that was prior to tzimtzum. We know that Or Tzimtzum is from Kol Zdadim, all the sides, like a circle, is surrounding this halal. This halal is like a womb of a mother. It's all and sof, and there is a somewhere, a halal. Now, the light comes back into this halal, but it doesn't come back as Or and sof, because if it comes back as Or and sof, totally everything goes back again to Ensof. A new light comes in. It's called light of a kav. A kav. One kav. A line. He says the characteristic of this line compared to the characteristic of Or and Sof. It's Or and Sof is called Or, as you understand whatever Or is. And the light that comes into this halal is called mine. I'm going to read, but more to explain.
Well, trying to say that it's really totally different.
Like, no, but this we're not here. It's just giving you an advanced introduction of something that we haven't learned yet.
Okay.
So you don't have to go deep.
Asher b'makom ha'avir v'chalal ha'hu. That means this kav comes from Or Elyon, Meyamei. from what it is the water of Or Elyon. It means it is Or Elyon, but when it comes into this, it becomes Yamei. It's water. Now, let's go back to section B. Right where you are, just 2-3 lines below on the right. You got it. It says HaKelim. This beginning is here to explain what is Kli. What is a vessel? It was a beautiful thought to start to. We really honestly don't understand what vessel is. What's the difference between reasoning and faith?
Reason is where you can explain and almost grasp a whole way and tangible way a concept, whereas faith is that
Shalom.
You cannot prove it.
Don't close it all the way.
You believe it exists, but you cannot prove it.
Bravo. Good explanation, definition. But what's the relation between these two?
One is based on...
Are they connected together by in any shape or form? Are they relative together?
In some level, yes.
One can be without the other? Very good, think about it. That's the difference between Or and Sof and this mind.
You know, it's amazing, even in physics, they are interrelated.
Exactly. Impossible not to be interrelated.
Right.
They always, these two gotta be together. It's impossible to separate them.
This physicist, it's amazing, I don't remember his name. This physicist that he got is a Nobel laureate. He said, they asked him, what is it that you would love to prove if you could? You know what it said? The existence of neutrons.
Thank you.
Whole science is based on that. And it's an assumption. Nobody can prove its existence.
And the beauty is, his name is neutral.
It's so silly when somebody comes and says, you know what, this is all faith, I want proof.
Okay, now we want...
Science is based on assumptions.
Come back.
On faith.
Come back here. Let's go here back. That was a very simple, small trip. Compared to this, is a small trip. He says, what's Kli? What are we talking about, what Kli is?
That's Bet you're talking about.
Right. Shel Eser Sefirot Deyosher. He says, Kelim are Eser Sefirot Deyosher. The reason that I went back is that, yes, we wrestled with it for 2 weeks, but we have to sincerely understand what he's talking about. That's why I went, because at the beginning when the Rav gives the introduction, he covers from A to Z, but in a very short form. To go back to the short form, that means to go to the most simplest way of understanding it, not to make things complicated. So here he says, we are talking Kelim. Kelim are really Eser Sefirot of the Yosher. He says, you know what, this cup, when there is a light in it, when there is a masach in it, when there is a tzimtzum in it, the first light that came in, the first ever light came from the Ein Sof into the system. This first cup, the cup yashar, Eser Sefirot, and that's why he calls the Yosher, Yosher being yashar. As one follows the other, yashar, straight. Now, yes.
I was wondering, I know he wants to explain to us there is a difference between Or and Sof and the light of the car. Why did he use mind as the word of differentiation? How could he did not use other?
Good question. Because eventually the nature, the what he's going to create is going to survive on Mayim. That's why this Mayim aspect is Torah. That's why then he divides the Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. Then talks about the Yam and takes the Pharaoh into the Yam. Metzelot Yam. Yeah, okay. I said eventually this mind that you know what he's talking about, mind, I am telling you mind is Torah. I said, what are you talking about? Torah is not mind. Torah is a book. I said, no, Torah is or Torah, or Torah is mind. He said, so the only thing I can tell you, he says, look, do you need the sun as a light? Well, you cannot survive without the sun. That's the light. But can you, your body survive without the water? You're going to tell me no. So I said, relative as the light is really to survive the whole creation, Mayim is to get your body to get to be survived. That's why majority part of your body is Mayim. What Mayim really changes when the moon changes, your mood changes because of the water that within you. So water, believe it or not, plays, I would say, most major aspect of your survival. Okay? No. That's why he chose water. And now he's going to again grade it more even. It's graded more.
The most attribute of mind is its tendency to go down.
From above to below. Above to below. And this one is from above to below. Or Elyon comes mine. Now, here it comes and he says, Sa'akilim shel ha'esar sefirot de'yosher nikraim b'shem tzino. Again, there are eser sefirot, and the ke'ilim of this eser sefirot, Ke'ilim that carries Eser Sefirot is called Sinor. Or Sinorot. Many Sinorim. Mitam shemagbilim beshelita gedola v'diyuk gadol et derchei ha'or hanimshach bahem. Why we call him Sinor? He's saying in general. That's why it's now, remember, you know already that what is the Masach, what is Tzimtzum? We already discussed this. What is the Chomer of the Kli? You already know this. We are going now put it in a proper perspective in our head. He says, so this Shemagbil, that means it's this Tzino dictates Gvul, limits, Gvulim, Beshlita, it governs on them. It continues, Gadol ubidyu Gadol et aderchea or Megader. It gives direction to this force that comes from above. It's the Kli, the Sefirot. He directs them. That's enough. I say okay. Shelo itpashet ela bedrachim mesuyamim bekelim haem. Whatever this Tzinor is dictates. That's it. He governs and he says, this is the way the light should travel. Kedugma, and gives you example, Hatsinora Magbil Bidyuk Nimratz Etamayim Ha'ovrim B'tocho. It's like when you put water, regular water, into your pipe. You see the pipe really directs where the water to go. Onimshachim O'yotzim Mimenu Bo'oto Hatsura Shebetzinor. And they come out, when the water comes out of the pipe, You see, it has the form and shape of the water. Ve'im dak ve'im b'harchava. If it is wide tzinor, you get it wide. If you get it dark, you get dark. Bili shinu kol shehu le'olam. The water doesn't change. The water, it is what it is. The form that the water finds is, dictates and gives the formation. Who gives the tzinor? Ve'mi'oto tam. From same reasoning, Nikraim Aorot Aovrim Derech Hatzinorot Ahem B'Shem Eser Sefirot De'Yosher. the orot, the lights that they go through, the lights that they go through, sinorot, they are the sefirot, the kli that directs those sefirot, those lights are called sinor. Those are definitions you should remember. Again, the light. We are talking about two things, always, all the time. Or the light, the tzinor. Tzinor, this aspect, is that entity that magbils, dictates where this light, those sefirot, to go. And we call those orot, the orot, b'shem, eser sefirot. Veliyotam nimshachim lefi ha-chukim shel ha-tzinor. And they are continued as per chukim, the law of this tzinor. It doesn't need no proof for anybody. It's so sense of logic that you can apply it in your every second of your life. It's logical. You can say, show me. It's show me. It says, here it is. Take a pipe, take a water, and it's exactly the same in knowledge. However, understand, this is beyosher v'tzedek. There's nothing else in it. It's tzedek. It's a hak. It's the truth. It's no ulterior other anything. It's precise. Hainu bekili azach yoter mitlabesh haor hachashuv beyoter v'domea. He says, understand? So however, that if you have eser sefirot, each sefirah has a kli aspect of the one that is more zach, takes within it the most chashuv, or yoter chashuv. He says, what do you mean? Or is difference? Is there a difference? He says, yes. Remember, we said this or and sof didn't come as the or and sof. It came down at eser sefirot shel yosher. What? No, no, not the pure, the pipe. First, let's understand this is the most important. Oh, follow me now back again. Let me go. How this or travels?
Can you repeat the sentence?
No. Come back with me. How or travels?
Straight. Within the channel.
Right. Who takes the or to bring it into a channel? Where the or comes from? Where the or comes from? Orensof. Orensof travels within what entity? Sefirot. Sefirot. He says there is no...
But the tzinor conveys that.
It comes to this... What comes to the tzinor in order to bring...
It ends up in the sefirot, but it channeled... It is...
This channel starts from where?
It has to come from Ensof too.
Exactly. So... It appears as a kav as soon as it's out of itself.
Correct.
So this channel starts somewhere from outside of the Ensof, connected to Ensof, but outside of the Ensof. As soon as it comes to the tzinor, it becomes a kav.
Correct.
But what comes into the tzinor? Eser sefirot. Eser sefirot.
It's the potential for it.
No.
Not
it's
the eser sefirot itself.
No,
after it comes out of the pipe, it goes and forms the eser sefirot.
No, eser sefirot de yosher.
So eser sefirot are in the Ein Sof, so they don't need.
Absolutely.
So therefore, they don't really need.
But
the
this
pipe.
Time, instead of coming igul, they are coming be yosher.
But you see, okay, fine.
Okay. What comes into the tzinor is eser, sefirot, de yosher. Sefirot are keter, chokma, bina, chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod, malchut. Eser sefirot. Keter is a sefirah achizach. Achi chashuv, Therefore, the light of Achi Chashuv goes into the Keter. Chokhmah is second Chashuv, comes second. Bina, third Chashuv. Zerapin, Malchut. Those are Sefirot, those are Orot. Which Or do you know? I know Or Keter, Or Chokhmah, Or Bina, Or Chesed, Or Gevura, Or Tiferet, Or Netzach, Or Hod, Or Af Yesod, Or Af Malchut. Do you know any other Orot? Eser Orot. And what those Eser Orot call? Eser Orot, Eser Sefirot Yosher. And this Orot called Keter Chokhma Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, and where they are from and so forth. But now they are coming, Yosher, into the Tzinor. The Tzinor directs where this Orot to go, how to go. No, don't think this concept is 1, 2, 3, you're going to make it. Slowly, you need the patience, and you will realize how Rav says, la, la. Again, Sefirot, where they come from? From Ensof. What are the Keilim Shelaf Ensof? Called Igulim. Those are Keilim of Ensof. How this light or of Ensof? Igulim are Keilim of Ensof. Or Ensof comes in Eser Sefirot, Beyosher, that means one after the other. They come into the Kav. Kav is a Tzinor that includes Masach Vetzimtzum. Vechomer, three things to this Kav. When the light, which is the Sefirot, come, and Sefirot, the most chashuv light of Ensof, is in the most zach kli. That means Or Keter is achizach, then Or Chokhmah, then Or Bina, all the way to Or Malchut. Those are definition for Or Yashar. This is definition for Kav Yashar. And the Or Ensof called Or Elyon, the light, the Or, the Ensof that comes through Eser Sefirot de Yosher into the Tzinor, into the Halal, into the Avir, compared to the Or Elyon, is called Mind. The Or Ensof, which is in Ensof, that we discussed, when it comes into the Tzinor, relative to understand its characteristic, relative to Or of Kav, relative to Or Ensof, is Or to Mind. When it is in Ensof, it's Or, called Or Elyon. As soon as it comes, this Or, Eser Sefirot de Yosher, into the Tzinor, it becomes Mind. Mm-hmm. Now, as soon as you can call it soon.
It's called Mind.
Okay? Right now, we are not even beginning to implement the even thought of the creation. We are talking about right exactly entry from Ensof into a Halal.
Well, obviously, it has to become different than
exactly. All the olgus, all the formations, layers by layers, is the same. Nothing changes.
I
Shalom Boker Tov. Okay. עשר ספרי ליושב ויותר כדוגמה, בלי שינוי כלשהו, מטעם ששורתם של איתם, או מדרגה. לפי כך, I am on the second column right on the first page, אור פנימי. לפי כך, אותו הצמצום שעלה בחינה ד', this way, that צמצום, that is on בחינה ד', that means on מלכות, הנמצא בקהילים דעיגולים. Now we are not talking about קהילים של הקו, חומר של הקו. We are talking about a concept, another concept, קהילים של אינסוף. Which are, what kind they are, קהילים of אינסוף? They are called עיגולים. The name are different. He says, now, לפי כך, same way, אותו הצמצום, the צמצום שעל בחינה ד', that was on the fourth phase of the כאילים of עיגולים, that was when it was in אינסוף, מבחינת רצון חופשי. Now, what is this aspect of רצון חופשי? First, we read about this, we didn't pay attention. What is רצון חופשי? Huh? Little translation. Free, totally free will. What it means free will? In the way it says Ratzon Chofshi.
Has the liberty to go wherever.
No masach. No masach. It's free. Totally. No, nothing, no shilitani. No power on it to dictate anything. It's chofshi. Do whatever you want. Okay? So he says, this ratzon chofshi, lefikach, oto atzimtzum she'ala b'chinat dalad, nimtza b'keilim de'igulim b'chinat ratzon chofshi. Why this ratzon chofshi is in keilim shel igulim? Because igulim are from where? In Ensof, or Ensof, there is Masach? Is there any restriction?
No.
Nothing. So it's a total Ratzon Chofshi. And Igulim are used to what? Light. Which is total Ratzon Chofshi. Did Igulim ever had a Ratzon that included Masach? Included any masach?
They eventually form a masach.
No, igul is igul because there is no masach.
Okay, but if it comes.
No, but the light that comes into the igul afterward is going to have a masach. But while these igulim were in Ensof, they did not have no masach. They were ratzon chofshi. Totally, they did not get fed by tzinor. They did not get fed by mine. They were fed a straight or elyon or ensof. V'nasa bekilim deyosher hamesuvavim al yadeihem. He says, however, listen, this igulim, that they remained inside this halal after the tzimtzum of the light, after the light left, this keilim, they are keilim igulim that they came from ensof, they are going to get fed. Not by Or Ein Sof, but by Or of Mine. And these Keilim are Keilim of Ein Sof. Now, Keilim of Ein Sof, did this Keilim, Igulim, had a Keter in Ein Sof?
At the first stage.
When they were in Ein Sof, did they have a Keter? Of course. Did they have Chokhmah? Yes. Did they have Eser Sevirot of Keilim, Igulim of Ein Sof? Of course. What light they were used to. Perfect light, orange of all echad, hu v'shmo echad, no problem, absolutely none. Now, I am really a vessel of keter, and I'm getting a light that is called Maim, is not Or Ein Sof, how do I feel? I am Keter. Now, I am used to get the most Zach aspect of the light. I am Chokhmah. I was used to get perfect Chokhmah. I am Kelim Shel Ein Sof. So he says now that the light comes in and brings in mind, brings different light into this aspects. And he says, ונעשה בכלים דיושר המסובבים על ידיהם לבחינת כוח ושליטה מחויבת אותם כאן, וכוח זה נקרא בשם מסך. Now what comes into שליטה, into the government, into the one that is governs now, כלים של אינסוף, is called קו, and the קו has מסך. Now brings the concept of Masach into the concept of Igul. Now, the light comes through Tzinor into Kli of Ein Sof.
Therefore, Igulim cannot be revealed with that light.
Not ever.
It's impossible.
Impossible. Because whenever the kav comes, igulim are mesuvavim the kav. Igulim, they go like this. Layer, 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 layer. The kav comes from one to the other, is mesuvav by another igul above it. And then the kav continues to another igul and goes to another igul, again, is mesuvav with the igul which is above it. Then the Igul above is going to be the cause that whatever goes through the Kav, that continuation to the Kav. Next Kav. Because Kav is going to take from one Igul, connect the next Igul. And one Igul connect to the next Igul. It is the Kav. The Igul doesn't, they don't get connected anymore. The Esser Sefirot, the Yosher, they don't. They go Yosher. But this Yosher is going to connect Esser Sefirot Shel Igulim. If the light wants to go from the beginning of the void, go all the way to the middle of the void, has to go through how many keilim? Eser keilim shel igulim. It's very important. Eser sefirot is the yosher. That's beside. But there is a keilim de igulim. And Keilim de Igulim, they get fed by this Kav. This Kav has Eser Sefirot de Yosher within it that includes Masach and Tzimtzum and Chomer of the Kav. Now, this concept that has a Chomer, has a Masach, has a Tzimtzum, brings Eser Sefirot or Yashar into these keilim that are remained inside this halal, avir rekani. And we call this concept that now Or Elyon doesn't come into this igulim, but Or Shel Mayim comes into the igulim. All right? That's going to be eventually the deep problem. Okay, now let's go to page Lamed Chet. Let's wait till Rav comes. I don't know. Now please go to second page, Lamed Chet. I am in the Etz Chaim, right above, Bet. This is the aspect of Hitpashtut, Or Ein Sof Letoch HaChalal. He says, okay, now the light is coming to illuminate into the Chalal. Hitpashtut Haita La'at La'at. But understand that this hitpashtut, this coming the light into this halal, was le'at, le'at. It's now what is the numerical? What's the numerical value of le'at? Lamed alf tet. Come on. 40. What is this 40? He says, who makes it to go Ladla? This is the Masach. We say, why 40? 40 is Mem. And by the way, Mem is the middle point of alphabet. And Mem is the middle point of Emet. And Mem is that 40 days that was necessary for Moshe to go up. He couldn't do it in 39 days. He had to do it for 40 days. Lo lechem ve lo mayim.
Lo mayim.
He's talking to you. We said every place we go, and it is a new concept. If we don't connect to Torah, we're going to forget it. So here he comes and he's telling me the following, that this is a la'ad la'ad. He says, I want to teach you what's the concept of la'ad la'ad in spirituality. Yeah, if you walk and I tell you, walk slow, la'ad la'ad, la'ad, slow, talk, la'ad la'ad, eat, la'ad la'ad, everything la'ad la'ad. He says, look, I want to become a millionaire, la'ad la'ad, everything la'ad la'ad. He says, what is this la'ad la'ad? Why not take it? He says, why? Is there such a thing, takev? He says, yeah, takif. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu hu takif. So is there a concept of takev? He says, of course. That's why I want to teach you the hafuch. What is the hafuch of la'at? What was...
What's the hafuch of la'at zemahir?
No, is it? Takev. Now, then it comes and somebody memaher otcha. That's something else. Hiru. That's different. Takif, when you have the force. But memaher, this comes from hiru. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well, if I don't go right now, I'm going to lose it. So I better go. This is memaher. Mm. But takif is something else. It has a force behind it. So it's two different concepts. Here we go. He wants to teach us these two concepts. Comes the following. He says, "Ve'ine be'yoto ora ensof nimshach v'chinat kav yashar toch ha'chalal ha'nitzkal lemala lo nimshach v'nitpashet." It didn't come and it didn't illuminate tekef ad lemata. It didn't come and push his way. Says, "Whoo! I am here." No. Omnam hayta mitpashet la'ad la'ad. It was going through a concept called la'ad la'ad. Ratzono lomar. Ratzoni lomar. And it's my wish to say. Ki betechila yitchil kav ha'or leitpashet. It's right at the beginning when it started to leitpashet, to illuminate. Vesham tekef. At that moment, tekef. At that moment, when it started, tekef. What are you talking? He says, when he started, it was tekef. Ubetechila itpashtuto besodakav. Tekef was at the beginning when it started to litpashet. When itpashet nimshach v'nasa, it's nitpashet, it illuminates. Nimshach, it continued. And nasa. Yeah, so it's three steps. First, gotta illuminate, then has to continue, and then nasa. Ka'ain, galgal echad, egul misaviv. Literal translation of all this light: as soon as the light came into the halal, take it. Became a igul.
The light became igul?
Yeah. What happened? you left, you guys left. We said that when the halal was created, what was left inside this halal? This igulim are what? Keilim of Or Ensof. It's not all the Ensof. We don't have no idea what Ensof is. It's the Keilim of Or Ensof. It's a difference. Now, since it became halal, the Keilim remained, the light went. The Or Ensof went. But the Keilim that was carrying it in Ensof remained here. Now comes back the light of the Kav. He says, when it begins to come into this halal, tekef becomes the good. What it means, it comes in, the first thing it reveals what? The first igud. It's got to be something in there. It's not, when we say halal, we said halal avir. What was the definition of avir? Let's see if we remember. Avir Kani. What's Avir? It's Rek. What, it's Rek of what?
Here's a low Rek. Halal Rek.
Okay.
It's air.
Rek Kani means what?
Emptiness.
Empty. What's empty? Empty of what?
When it's empty, it means it's nothing in it.
But there is a Igul.
It's empty. So it's not halal.
It's not. It is halal. It's void of what?
Exactly.
Void of what?
Light. Of anything.
That's not true. There is a igul.
So void of light. Was
the kli remains. The light went. The kli
so
remains.
Igulim, the only thing that they carry is light. So therefore, if you are igulim and it's void, so it's void of light.
Now, I want you for a second to take a deep breath and realize one bracha, two bracha, three bracha, four bracha, five bracha, how much they love you. Just realize that for a second. You're going to ask me, what are you talking about? Why should I realize that here five people love me really tremendously? Because how long is this we started to read this?
6, 8 months.
We did about 35, 36 lessons.
And Shabbat, you know?
Including Shabbat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? All these guys, they heard this. They more or less remember. But they are not getting bored and they love it. They sit down because they love you. Are you ready to recognize that you can go to a place in the morning that at least minimum five people love you? So next time, bring your book. That's going to help you to remember. Yes, he has 2 cents. He has 2 cents. Trust me, you break a hell of a big clipper. Now, the gulim are keilim. The light left, and we said because it was a raton chofshi, free raton, decided to leave. And cause a halal, a void, avir rekani. A rav explained, avir rekani means that not that it's not there, it's there, but I don't have any more dasaga because the light is out of it. I don't make sense. That's void. Here, you go to your mind. Go to your wall. Go to the limit of your understanding. After that is what is out there. Void. Doesn't mean there is no understanding, a bigger chacham that can go beyond your wall. There is a chacham for sure that can go beyond your wall and my wall and everybody else's wall. Because there is something else to go. He goes. Me and you, there is a place, it's void for me. That means it's out of my hasaga, out of my understanding, out of my consciousness. I can't make sense in it. dark out there. It's called Chala. It's called Avir. There is a Yud in it. Look at the Avir. It's written Aleph, Vav, Yud, Resh, Avir. The Yud is the light, but it's in between, concealed. When did you take the Yud out, then you have the Or, then you have the light. It's like digging. That's the secret of Berot of Abraham Yitzchak. And then Yaakov went and took the stone off. And then Moshe went and sit on it. And that stone became Rosh Pina. That's the Rosh Pina. That's the stone that was, everything was created. Right. Now, in order to make the Be'er, to find mine, that's the Or, that's the Kav. Where did you get the mine? We had to dig in all the way. That's more or less the analogy. More or less the analogy is to come slowly, slowly, slowly down here to understand this concept, how really the transformation was made from Ein Sof into this Chalal. Some concept that there is no Hasagah to bring some light into it. Some light into it. Hey, Baba, I can't understand the whole Ein Sof, but I can bring some light into it. Derech HaKav, Derech HaTzinorot, Derech making Masachim, making La'ad, La'ad. How fast can you dig in? La'ad, La'ad. La'ad, La'ad. There is no way you can go down. The fastest mate you bring, I still you go. La'ad, La'ad. Here we go. I am not, that's true, absolutely 100%. I can never do that. Ever will do that. I go to Ein Sof, it's finished. Come on. If I reveal any of those Yigulim, I'm done.
Not only I cannot go to Ein Sof, I am unable to go. This light that is revealing the Yigulim that was left is totally different from the Ein Sof.
So what was the Chokhmah of Nekudais Emtsai of Ein Sof to say to the light, I want to be binded. I want to be closer to you. I want more dibukut with you. As soon as the light of Ein Sof comes to this halal, that concept becomes nullified. Yes. And that concept cannot be nullified because Nekuda Emtsai has come and said very simply, this is what is my ratzon. Finish. There's no changing mind in between here. So, let's go to the first light. It's called Hey. Let's go all the way to Hey. Okay. Now that you said, let's go to Dalet.
Yesh Erech.
Yesh Erech. Yesh Erech Yadua Lahavchin b'madregot shel lidat parzuf. Lidat parzuf. What is lidat parzuf? How parzuf comes about? Lidat. No, there is no ayin. Lidat. Lamed, yud, dalet, taf.
Lidat.
Right. Lidat parzuf. Shesham mechonot arba bechinot haratzon shebeshamayim. That here it is really is telling, explaining, comes, he says, you know, to me, the unknown is where? Shamayim. Where do I raise my hand? Shamayim. Where do I look? Shamayim. Now, why Shamayim? Why the word became even Shamayim? There is the word?
Shamayim.
Mine. Oh, yes, mine. Yes, mine. Shamayim. So he says the following. He comes, he says, Havchanot Sheberatzon, he says, you know what these four phases of Haratzon we talked about? Phase one is what? Chokhmah. Phase 2, Bina. Phase 3, Zerampi. Phase 4, Malchut. Malchut is Bichna Dalet. Malchut is Ratzon Lekabel. Chomer after Malchut is Ratzon Lekabel. Malchut supposed to have both Masach and Tzimtzum. Three things. And the only Kli in this Eser Sefirot of the Yosher is only Malchut. None of the above, the nine Sefirot above, are considered to be Kli. There is only one concept, is called Kli, called Malchut. Now, here it comes and it says, in this Eser Sefirot that goes through four phases in order to reveal the Malchut, how am I going to really tell you what is phase one? How can I bring a demut, similarity,
image,
to explain to you relatively what are those four phases are? He says, you know what this kavi is really? Isn't it this ratzon, a first ratzon pashut? Yeah. Then you put a masach on it, you put a tzimtzum, you make it a tzinor. You make it a kav, right? Didn't we say that? He says, all right, now what are the steps I should go through in order to convert a ratzon pashut into a tzinor, kav? What should I do? Because as soon as I am a tzinor, then it becomes kav because the light comes through it. He says the following. Phase one is or. Whatever it is for me is or. Did you get the light? Did you wake up? What is wake up? Since the light came in. That's why you get up and says, Baruch Hashem shenatata l'sifri bina. The light came in. Phase two, mine. Phase three, Zerampin, Rakia. Phase four, Mea Shaarim, Mea Barachot. Four phases of a Ratzon. You have a Ratzon? Trust me, your Ratzon that comes to you, the idea that comes to you is a Ratzon Chofshi. You can do anything you want with it, really. Phase one, you got the Ratzon. Now what you got to do? Convert it into mine. What you got to do now? Bring it through Rakia. Then what you got to do now? Two, with that Ratzon, open Me'a Shaarim. Of course. That Ratzon doesn't have any other purpose other than to go and bring open Me'a Shaarim. Who brought Me'a Shaarim?
It's happened the wells also. It's the Masuk next by the wells.
Exactly. That's when you own the Me'a Shaarim. That's when you really... And what did Yitzchak do in order to finally get the Me'a Shaarim? What did he do? He put his neck under... On the Mazbeach, very simple, nothing else. That means he did hafuch to his chomer. Then was Ratzon hafuch of Tzinor was hafuch of Ratzon? When this happens, at the time of Yitzchak, at the time of getting the Me'a Shaarim. The Ma'im Elyonim, the Ma'im is there. Or is there. Ma'im is there. Rakia, which is the Shamayim holding the Ma'im, is there. What am I supposed to do? I gotta bring that Ma'im from Shamayim into an open Me'a Shaarim. How can I bring mine from Rakia into here in order to open my sharing with it. I cannot do it. Who did it? The guy who went to Shamayim 3 times for 40 days. 3 times 40 is 120 masach.
That's how long he lived.
That's how he was able to go to Marom to pick up the Maim, which is the Torah, and bring it through Shamayim into, poof, at the step door of the Erez Zavat Chalam V'Davash, in order to open the Mea Shearim.
Marom is higher than Shamayim?
Marom is in Shamayim. It's the highest level of Shamayim. Marom is Tiferet. Now, did we got the analogy, or I should repeat it again? Because this is the four phases. He says, phase one is the ore. Ore is going to come. Ore is available. The problem is the vessel. The ore was converted to mine. No problem. We go through how the ore was converted into mine. We're going to study how this ore became mine. Mind that we know, the mind Torah. Then how it was taken to Shamayim. What is doing in Shamayim? There is a Rakia in Shamayim. 7 levels to it. So what you have to do is to go to bring now the mind, which is in the Shamayim, bring it down here. So what you use in reality is that you use the mind that God left down in the below, because he left the mind elyonim in Shamayim, mind tachtonim. To use mind tachtonim in order to evaporate it, in order to bring the mind elyonim down. Isn't that how you make rain? In words, means that somebody got to go to Shamayim, who is able, and to get the mind from Shamayim and bring it all the way down to the lower world. Who did this? Moshe. How did he do it? He went 3 times 40 days in to bring, finally successful to bring the mind all the way to the Gvul, to the limit of Eretz Israel, called Eretz Zavat Chalam V'Davash. I don't think you can make it simpler than that.
Where are you now inside?
I am in Dalet. Me'a she'arim v'hu mitam hitchalfut ha'orot shelo b'makomo. He says, Baba, why you make me work so hard? You think it's easy to go to Shamayim? You think it's easy to listen to Moshe? It is easy to all these things, to open mea sha'arim, mea gates, mea barachot I need every day, every day. He says, because there is a chiluf of orot. We're going to study this. Because as you very well understood, the light that came through Tzinor, the Or Yashar that came through Tzinor and created the first igul, this light wasn't the light that this Igul knew from Ein Sof. There is a chiluf, there is exchange here, there is a change here. Baba, there is a change here. This is not it. That means now you have to start an effort. Now something is missing. Now it's not like before. Now there is a concept, I remember something from before. This was not the way it was before. This is not really the finality, the truth. This is not all of it. Od lo ra'ita et kol temuna. That's called chiluf ha'orot. This world moves because not every light is in its right place. Come on. This is enough to look and you see that there is a chaos. And the chaos is because the right light is not in the right vessel. Kama shekatuv b'makomo. We're going to discuss this in its place. O mashmienu harav, and Rav brings to our attention, sheshoresh davar ze nasa kan biyat hakav. And this is the root, because the kav came in, not the right of Ein Sof, because a kav came in to do this. Ha'ora mitpashet bebichinat hakav, that this light that comes in the form of kav, nivchan klapei ha'or ha'elyon lebichinat ha'mayim. This light of the car, compared to the light of Ein Sof, is considered to be mine. Ve'al ken medayek miyemei or ha'elyon shel ha'or Ein Sof sha'asa itpashtut ha'or el ha'tzinor hadak nigra ha'or me'od mi'ercho. Nigra. It became garua. It became lesser of a quality than what it was before. Lesser of a quality. Not as quality that had before. ונבחן לבחינת מים בערך הקודם. So therefore, this is called mime, this is called or. Now, or המתפשט, I'm on hey. Or המתפשט בחוקים של דלת בחינות בהדרגה. This light, this or that comes through the tzinor and goes Bahadraga, that means from one level, one darga to another darga to another darga. Hainu mizach el ha'av, that means the movement of the light is what? From zach to the av. That means when the light goes through the kav, causes what? That to become more av. That means every time becomes yoter av, yoter garua, lesser. Not as takif as before, less, 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 less. Now, lebechinat mayim berach. Now this we call kav yashar. Aviut. Aviut.
So it cleans out and goes down.
Now, what it does now, it becomes av. How av it has to come? Bechina dalet.
Why is it becoming av?
Because all the time the light becomes off, not at that intensity.
Dimmer.
Because if it's not dimmer, how would you realize what choshech is? It keeps on giving you the same light all the time. You will never understand what darkness is. You will never express desire to receive. Never you will have a chance to express yourself. If Hashem stands by you, or Moshe sitting here teaching you, you're going to really even blink? What is the character? If there is a vessel, then it gets light. Don't forget. Amen. This concept of choshech and this concept of halal is two different things. Choshech is a part of creation. It hasn't been created yet. We don't have no idea what this choshech means. Now, al titae. לפרש התקיפות והלעד לעד. Don't make a mistake here between what is takef, immediate, and what is slowly. הנאמרים כאן, it says there is two words is used here, we have to really pay attention, על סדר זמנים. It really is talking what takef and what לעד לעד means is discussing time. How can you understand in this world what is immediate and what is slowly? It's only time. That means difference of time.
What determines where the light goes, the above or below?
Huh?
What determines where the light goes? Is the above force?
Only the tzinor. Only the Tzinor. Only the Tzinor can take the light from above to below.
I know, but what force determines where to go? Is it from below? Does it come here?
No, the Masach. The Tzinor, we said, dictates.
So Masach is force from above.
Yeah, bravo. Now, here we go. Let's go a little bit more. Al tetel lefaresh, understand those concepts, and this is the time. Ki aruchaniyut hi lemala mizman. He says, excuse me. You cannot really define the concept of la'ad la'ad and the concept of tekef with time.
No, it's not funny. I'm cleansing, so my body is like...
Time.
It's a need.
He says, that where we are right now, there is no concept time. So you cannot define la'ad la'ad and tekef by concept of time. So how do you define? It says the following. Pirusho. Bilui shinu shel madriga la'ad la'ad. Pirusho al pi ishtal shelut shel madriga. He says, look, from one phase goes to another phase. La'ad la'ad means that it goes from one madriga, from one level to another level, but without shinu surah. Without changing its characteristic. It's important.
No?
Very simple. It's echad. It's echad. It's a concept of echad. There's no shinui tzura. There is no expression of ratzon lekabel. Only in malchut there is a ratzon lekabel. Phase one, phase two, phase three. It comes lad, lad with no shinutra. That's the whole point. If there is no ratzon lekabel, there's no shinutra.
But the concept of time doesn't make sense other than
now. No, there is no time here at all. Don't look at it through time. True, if there is a shinutra, if the light comes from me to you, for example, and there is no shinutra, is there any difference between you and me? No. We are revealing the same light.
But you're still in the Sinur, then you're still in the Kav.
Yeah, absolutely. Where is the Masach? On Bechina Dalet of the Kav. On the rest? There's no Masach. Right. Therefore, there is no Shinu Tzura. Now, that's right.
That's been, it has not created any
right.
But the that means Ishtar Shelut, that creates or because of the Shelut, it's similar.
Thank you. You explained it all. Now can we go on? It's good. ועל פי השתלשלות של המדרגות ורצונו לומר על ההשתלשלות הסדר של הדלת בחינות הנודות כמו ההולך מפרש לאלן. We're going to discuss this more and more. Now, Zayin. Zayin is this... Oh, do we have time for Zayin? Let's go a little bit more. בתחילת פשטות בסוד קו, נתפשט ונמשך ונעשת כן עיגול אחד, עיגול מסביב. פירוש. Meaning, השורש, that means the root, של ההתפשטות שנתחדש שנקרא קו, says, listen, this קו is something new. Wasn't before. It's a chidush. And this light that comes into this kav, the shoresh, keliyoto na'atzel chadash, because it is something new, nifchan bo shoresh meyuchat ha-ma'ir alav bebechinat chidusho, shehu nikra sefirat keter shel ha-kav. So the light, the first aspect of the light that comes into this kav, we call Keter of the Kav. Keter of the Kav. Umina Keter Hazeh, and from this Keter, Mitpashet Or Ensof, the light of Ensof, the light of Elyon, El HaKav, through this Kav, Al Danet Bichinot Anoda. And this Kav has four phases, until it reaches the Bechina Dalet. Asher b'chinat alef, the first aspect nikra chokma. What is before b'chinat alef? Yeah.
It's Keter.
What is the name of Keter? Shoresh. We studied right now. He says, look, the first, when the light comes into the cave, it's called Keter. That's the first entry into the cave. And the first aspect of the cave, which is Keter, it's going to be revealed. That's the first. Bichinat Aleph is called Chokhmah. The Keter called Shoresh. Bichinat Aleph called Chokhmah. Bichinat Bet called Bina. Bichinat Gimel nikrat Zeir Ampin. Bichinat Dalet nikrat Malchut. Va'al ha-seder hazeh omer harav la'ail. And on this order, God, Arav says, "Shenit pashet laad laad." That means, as far as going from Shoresh into Bichinat Aleph, into Bichinat Bet, into Bichinat Gimel, and then to Bichinat Dalet, it's called laad laad. That means, from Shoresh, when it goes to Bichinat Aleph, it's not anymore Shoresh; it's Bichinat Aleph. When it goes to Bichinat Bet, which is Bina, is not anymore Chokhmah, it's a Bichinat Bet, called Bina. And when it goes to Zerampin, it's an aspect of Zerampin. And these aspects, these madrigot, these phases, are done Le'at La'at. Wait, here it's go slowly. Don't worry. It's we know all the rules apply. But is telling that there are four phases. The phase one, Bichinat Aleph, Bichinat Bet, Bichinat Gimel, Bichinat Aleph. Shematchil nitpashet haketer, v'achar kach chokma, v'achar kach bina, v'achar kach zeir ampin, v'chule. Chet. Gilgul echad, igul misaviv. Pirush. Shehamila igul, the word igul has the word egel, igul, circle. Ayen beluach ha-teshuvut chelek alef ot mem alef, al yadei bechelek alef pirush perek alef ot kav. Beyoto or ha-kav mitlabesh beigul nikra galgal. Says, go up to the Ari. Ratzoni lomar, is my desire to say, ke bitechila hitchil kava or leit pashet. Vesham tekef, bitechila teit pashtuto besodaka. The light comes into the cave, tekef.
Right.
The light comes to the light, tekef. When it comes to tekef, it means what? What it means when it comes to tekef? In Ruchaniut. There is no zman. Tekef.
It's davuk. It's
no shinu turah. Then it goes through phases, Bichinat Aleph, Bichinat Bet, Bichinat Gimel, Bichinat Dalet. And this does La'ad, La'ad.
That means more and more physical, more and more Shinut.
Aviut. It goes from the Zachyoter and goes into the Aviyoter. First goes to Keter, which is the Mozah. This light that comes, take it. Then goes to Chokhmah. Then goes to Bina. Then goes to Zerampin. Then goes to Malchut. You kill me, I don't want to look at it. I don't want no pictures, I don't want no nothing. Really. And you're doing yourself the biggest disaster by looking at them pictures. I said it once, and so forgive me for it. I done.
Because you define it?
Make yourself ideas. We are perfect in making ideas. And trust me, your idea is going to take you your way, not what he wants. So if he wants, I don't think it was done. We could have put a picture here.
The
Rav or the Ari. Go and look at the Ari's book. You see one picture? Okay, well, so why are you inventing new ones? Discuss it as much as you want. Hammer it out as much as you want. Think about it as much as you want. But don't put yourself pictures. It tells you. It tells you, don't make yourself pictures. Did he say or not? But I made the biggest mistake, and the teacher that I had at that time gave me the biggest lesson. He made me so belittled. I made myself a big picture with multicolors of all the sefirot, all the meanings and everything, and I taught the whole class. He said, don't. And I did. I said, this is the way the people understand. You see, it's very simple. Everybody understands. As soon as I opened it in front of him, he made me this much. He says, now you are chacham? Now you think you found the easy way? Now you can do it easier, better? Go do it. Excuse me. Slicha. Chet. Pirush hamila igul. What is this igul? Meaning, ayen beluach teshuvot, you say, go back to igul. Igul is no masach. When you are igul, no masach. What it means, no masach? Do you enjoy yourself? You are in a state of igul. Every time you have experienced pleasure, you have revealed the igul. Why? Because igulim are the vessels of Ensof. And what is the Ensof? Tanug. How God is going to give you Tanug? Didn't he say, I'm going to give you Tanug? He's going to give you Tanug. Where is the Tanug? Through Ke'ilim shel Ensof. Because when you have the Kili of Ensof, you have Or Ensof, Tanug. Because if there is a Kili, there is an Or. If you let to reveal your Kili, that means your pleasure. You reveal your pleasure, you reveal the good. Now there is two ways for you to reveal your pleasure, the right way or the wrong way. You can eat the food that satisfies you in two ways, right way and the wrong way. But it's the same food. Everybody puts food in their mouth. What is the wrong way about it? I don't have to explain that. That's what it's telling you. Igul doesn't have a masach. That means igul is the concept that if you got it, you use it, doesn't have a masach, that means satiation of ratzon lekabel. Chomer satisfied itself. What is chomer? The chamor. In Hebrew, I think, when we talk in the street, we say chamor, achalta oto. Achalta? Now pay for it. You fell on the ground. Bang! Your head on the... What do you say? Achalta ota.
No, it's like a fish that bites the bait.
Achalta oto. Achalta oto. Lakachta na payment time. Achalta. That's why the first sin is an achila. That's why the Torah comes. It says, Inyan of Masach, Moshe brings it to this parashiot. He says, reminds them, 40 days because of you, I didn't eat, I didn't water, no water, no lechem lechol. Why is he telling me? That there is a Masach.
Was it because of you or for you?
For you.
Because of your past and for you now.
That water. No? Not at all. Igul is absolutely ratzon chofshi.
Igul is what forms the tzinor.
Do you remember? That's not true. Igul doesn't form the tzinor. Do you forgot? We said it's totally ratzon chofshi. In Ensof, ratzon chofshi. In Ensof, there is no regulation, no masach. Igul doesn't have no masach. And the Rav read it here. We read it. That what's the difference between kav an igul. Is igul doesn't have no masach, a cub has masach. And remember that.
Are these igulim, when they are connected, they form the tzinot? No?
Say that again. No, sefirot are coming to Yosher. They are not igulim, they are sefirot. They are the light, they are the or, we say. They come to the kli of kav. But there is a kli of or and sof too. Don't make a mistake between the keilim shel kav and keilim shel or and sof. They are two different things. Kav is a tzino. It's a different chomer. The keilim of Ein Sof are igulim. They are different. Shabbat shalom.
Amen. Zagbaru.